just telling David Alan Miller that it's he's the last of like 8 interviews back to back. So, you know, I saved it all. I saved all the energy for you, my friend.
I'm glad you were able to warm up for the important
interview. Right. This is the grand finale, my friend.
I like that Catskill thing.
That's right. Good stuff, right?
Yeah.
All right.
And do I have to say hello? I'm glad to know I have to say hello.
You have to say hello. Let me introduce you, and then we can officially say hello.
Hello.
For this,
or not
of course,
hello. Yes.
To not let you know poor Delia off. You know. Have her be disappointed at us. The Grammy Award-winning Albany Symphony Orchestra's 2015-2016 season is in full swing, and David Alan Miller joins us this morning to discuss 3 upcoming concerts. Not one, but 3. This Saturday night at the Palace, the ASO will present a program entitled Tchaikovsky's Winter Dreams. Violinist Benjamin Bielman will join the
orchestra.
I'm
told it's actually Bielman, although I would have called him Bielman too.
Violinist Benjamin Bielman will join the orchestra as a soloist. Later this month, on November 22nd, the orchestra will present a family program entitled Harry Sonata and the Baton of Power.
Da-da.
And early in December, it'll, of course, be time for the magic of Christmas.
That's right. We got a lot coming up.
All right. So let's talk about all of this. How's the season going? How's everything? How have you been?
Great. And you? You've been well, I trust?
All's fine.
I hear you sound beautiful.
Yeah, well, thank you. Right back to you.
This is kind of our official subscription series opening this Saturday night at the Palace Theater. We had a wonderful Emmanuel Acts Gala almost a month ago to kick things off, but this is the beginning of the official subscription season, and we have beautiful romantic programs. Sibelius Violin Concerto with this incredible young man who won the Montreal Violin competition when he was 20, playing the Sibelius, and he's playing his signature piece, the gorgeous Sibelius Violin Concerto. And we're doing Tchaikovsky's one of my absolute favorite composers, and I play the famous pieces a lot, but this is his very first symphony from the time he was 26 years old, Winter Dreams. It's a gorgeous, gorgeous piece. I've never done it before. I'm so excited to do it, and a beautiful piece by Stephen Stuckey. You know, there's that old joke about Tchaikovsky that he only wrote 3 symphonies, number 4, 5, and 6. Because those are the ones that get played all the time. Yeah. And actually, the first 3 symphonies are gorgeous, and you really feel the Tchaikovsky vibe in those pieces. So that's
what I find fascinating. So why not 1, 2, and 3? What is it about that we say, especially when they are so beautiful?
Well, it's true of a lot of composers. I mean, you think of Beethoven, we tend to almost always play the odd number in symphonies,
yes.
You know, 3, 5, 7, 9.
Yes.
The other ones are incredibly great. They're a little more modest in scope or understated or more, a little bit more, subtle in certain ways. So these first 3 symphonies are gorgeous. They're by a young, emerging, remarkable composer, but he really reaches his full flowering in those monumental last 3 symphonies. But these pieces are gorgeous, especially if you're a lover of Tchaikovsky. You know, you hear the ballets, you hear a lot of the music that he was then going to write in these wonderful early pieces.
So it gives you an opportunity as a maestro and as a orchestra to perhaps, many of those will know the story, many will not, to educate.
That too, right. But it's not just supposed to be spinach. We love to educate, but I wouldn't play it if it weren't really great.
Well,
great. And you know what? We often, I mean, like to me, this is a revelation. I sort of, you know, I'd heard it a few times and I've done the second symphony, which I love, the Little Russian. I've never done the third, the Little Polish. But it's a revelation to me because I feel like it's someone I'm really close to and I'm getting a different insight into who he was, especially as a young, emerging composer.
Before you get into rehearsal, what goes into how long do you spend time with that? If for a work that you're not familiar with, what do you want to know? How long does it take? I mean, obviously, this is
some hundreds of hours, actually.
Yeah.
That's the funny thing. You know, people see the concerts, like the concert is just the last little the tip of the iceberg. You know, you've had all these rehearsals, and before that, you've had hundreds of hours of preparation. The musicians have been learning the music. I've been analyzing and studying the structure, the architecture, the way it's put together. The history, and really trying to ingest the whole piece. And first time is, frankly, very scary because, in fact, I had a conducting teacher at Juilliard, the very cranky old conductor, Sixten Ehrling, who's no longer with us, but he once said to me, "Miller, be sure you never do a piece for the first time." And then he said, "And if it is the first time, make sure nobody knows." Mm. Especially the orchestra in particular, because you have to really look like you've mastered it, so you have to develop mastery of it.
So when do you feel you've mastered it?
After I've done it three times.
Okay, all right.
After I've performed it a number of times. There are pieces, it's funny, I did Tchaikovsky 4 recently, and that's a piece I've done, you know, maybe 60 or 70 times. And when I see that piece or play that piece, it's just, I know every corner of it. So yeah. It's a matter of the better you study, the better you prepare, the closer you are to sort of being able to pretend that you've really done it before.
Tell us about Radical Light.
Radical Light is a gorgeous piece by Stephen Stuckey, who is one of our major American composers. He's had a long relationship with the LA Philharmonic, where he's been composer in residence for 20 years, and he's now a professor at Juilliard. He's probably in his early 60s, and writes very colorful, incredibly beautifully orchestrated pieces. This is a piece actually inspired by Sibelius, which is why I put it on the program. It was it originally was commissioned to sit between two Sibelius' symphonies, the 4th and the 7th, two very dark, beautiful Sibelius symphonies. And so he wrote this kind of Sibelius homage. So we have Radical Light, a Sibelius homage, followed by one of the great Sibelius' works, the Violin Concerto, with this amazing young Benjamin Beilman. And then a beautiful piece that actually I think Sibelius probably knew and drew from, because Sibelius was a huge follower and fan of Tchaikovsky's music. So we have these three very connected and very beautiful but very singular and different kinds of pieces.
Gorgeous.
Yeah, it should be fun. A great date night this Saturday, 7:30, Palace Theater. You know, bring your loved ones, bring your children. It's tuneful. It's vibrant. The last movement of the Tchaikovsky is a thrilling, sort of a fugal tour de force. Really, just foot-stompingly exciting. Really exciting.
Foot-stompingly exciting.
It is. You see those Russian people pounding their feet on the floor. Just it's because it's actually based on an old Russian folk song, so it has this great sort of folk quality to it that Tchaikovsky really loved.
Winter Dreams. Tchaikovsky's Winter Dreams is the name of the program. It is 7:30 on November 7th at the Palace Theater. And then you'll be back at the Palace on the 22nd for 3 o'clock. It's Harry's Sonata and the Baton of Power.
Well, I won't actually be there, of course. Harry's Sonata will be there because it's a play on another character whose name is similar to Harry Sonata's.
Yes.
But Harry has decided he doesn't want to be a typical wizard. He wants to be a musical wizard. So he wants to use his wand to lead a magical orchestra, and the whole program is all about what a conductor does. And so the audience has to help Harry Sonata, who's often thwarted by he who must not be named.
Lord Mouldiwort.
Lord Mouldiwort, that's right. But they have to somehow learn how to control speed, how to control dynamics, how to start and how to stop. So it's a really fun introduction, and hopefully no one will recognize anybody familiar. It'll just look like Harry Sonata.
In other words, you hope you don't get sued. Okay, so...
Well, I'm saying Harry Sonata over and over again. I'm not referencing anybody else.
No,
Harry Sonata.
Else.
And wait to the next one, which is called Star Warriors in January. Are we going to get sued for that one?
No, I hope not. No, you're fine. You're fine.
Okay. That's an opera program.
You
that's
going to
be really
up,
fun.
Right? You lawyer up, right?
I lawyer up. I got a spousal protection clause. My wife is a very skilled lawyer, government lawyer. I don't know that she can handle this case.
Probably help you out a little bit.
But it's just for anybody who doesn't know about our family concert. Sunday afternoons, 3 p.m., Palace Theater. The shows last exactly an hour, never more. I go into overtime, get into trouble. They're fun. They're lively. They're humorous. They're theatrical. There's a lot of participation with the audience, singing, talking, clapping. And there's a story that gets told, and hopefully at the end everybody lives happily ever after. And they're really fun and funny. So a great thing, I always say, for children between the ages of 4 and 104. Senior citizens love it. Parents love it. Kids love it. Lots to learn
good
at
time.
These concerts. That's the one where you educate. We really educate the people.
Absolutely.
But
well,
in a good
way. Education, isn't it?
It's
I mean, if I've never heard something and I come in, and then that's an educational process. I mean, it's lovely.
Yeah, it's educational, but it's educational, and it's also spiritually enriching. I mean, if it were just educational, then you might as well just go to a lecture. It's really educating through a deeply spiritual experience. I'm not sure about Harry Sonata deeply spiritual, but hopefully we're going to aim for that. Deeply spiritual for all the 4-year-olds.
And we'll see what happens.
But educational at the same time.
Now, and then finally, let's just quickly talk about Magic of Christmas.
Not at all educational, just great, really
just
fun.
Really, really good stuff.
What this is it's educational for the wonderful young musicians who participate with us. We love
it. What's your hang up on education?
I'm totally
fine.
In favor of education, but I don't think people want to pay that much money to go on a Saturday night to be educated.
Well,
they want to go to
educated.
Be entertained, to be enlightened, to be moved, to
but
be
if,
transported.
If
and if they're educated at the same time, that's fantastic.
If I read a fascinating book about the Catskills, I'm being educated. educated about the Catskills, but it's the fascinating book. It's the artistry. Absolutely. It's the beauty of it.
These college tuitions. It's enough with education. No,
okay.
I'm paying two at the moment, but it's all good. It's a beautiful
You don't seem a bit bitter about it.
No,
that's
I'm happy.
Good.
I'm so happy. I'm hoping to pay my third imminently, which I think I will be. Good. I love it. Education. Big on education.
So the magic of Christmas right. is at the Palace Theater, and it's really a kickoff to the holiday season in the Capital Region.
It is. But what's so beautiful about it is we basically put about 250 young people on the stage with us. The entire yes. Capital District Youth Chorale is with us, the music studio, all those incredibly talented students, two youth dance companies. So it's a chance for all these brilliant, young, talented artists in our region to perform with the Great Albany Symphony. And it's always just so much fun to share creating music with these young, incredibly talented artists. So fun for the whole family, but also just a great experience for all the people participating.
You can find that information on all of these events by going to albanysymphony.com.
True.
Albanysymphony.com. But the start of the season, the start of the subscription, which I assume you can still sign up for, right?
It's absolutely. Now, right, come on
sure.
down.
Is November 7th. It's this Saturday night at 7:30, Tchaikovsky's Winter Dreams at the Palace Theater. 7:30, November 7th, Saturday night, Palace Theater. And you can go to albanysymphony.com to find out more information about that performance, as well as Harry's Sonata and The Magic of Christmas.
Absolutely. And this Saturday is just going to be a gorgeous evening, so I hope everybody will come on down and join us for it.
It is always good to see you, my friend.
It's great to see you.
Thank you very much. Good to see you doing so well, and look forward to having you back soon.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.